Hello, it is high summer in Australia. So if you see me doing this, it's called the Australian Way. Well, and Northern Territory is called Northern Territory Way, and Western Australia is called Western Australia Way, and Queensland is called the Queensland Way. Flies. They're actually intolerable at times, like right now. The announcement. Podcasts. I started publishing podcasts in early February 2018. And this is the first announcement to my YouTube followers. The idea of the podcast is that the Overland Workshop series, you can now listen to it in the car, bathtub, whatever you like, spacecraft even. And also Overland Workshop, my story time videos, and unique podcasts. Like today, I'm going to do a podcast about a little bit about driving in Australia. And this will be on a... flies on a it'll only be on the first part of this will be on YouTube to announce the podcast. The address is below, so if you want to subscribe, get a notification every time a new one is up, just go in. Please review if you like what you hear, and but the rest of it will not be on YouTube. So what else have I? Yes, last thing is description below will give you every detail you need. Okay, and there's some very cool prize givings coming up, which will be also announced on podcasts as well, to celebrate 100,000 views on YouTube. Keep a lookout for that video. All right, cut. Okay, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, yeah, the flies are bad. You can probably, the microphone can probably pick them up. It's late February, and we haven't had a particularly hot summer. So typically now it's almost 6 o'clock, and sun is setting. Beautiful shadows on the trees are magnificent. The way the deep shadows on the red, flat red earth. I've just pulled off the road. I'm on a little trip, and we're still in Western Australia. Not far from the coast, probably about 400 kilometers from the coast and about 650 kilometers north of the city of Perth. And it's bush, Australian, typical Australian bush. Traveling in Australia is interesting because when you hit the outback roads, the gravel roads, many of them are very well maintained and it's easy to drive on them, and one can easily attain 80, 90 kilometers an hour safely on these roads. They're not unlike the roads in Namibia, in that every now and again they can surprise you with a sharp turn, rough ground, and then suddenly you're going too fast for the conditions and you can get yourself into trouble. So what I always say to people that are traveling in Africa is keep your speeds down for safety. And one of the unbelievable statistics in Namibia that has so many thousands of kilometers of this kind of very, very wide gravel road is that you keep speeds down, even though it's so tempting to do 90, 100, 110, 120, because it's smooth, it's not rough. Occasionally you get a little bit of washboards, but generally it's not. And then suddenly you have a vehicle coming in the opposite direction that you have to swerve to avoid, or you have an antelope jumping in front of you. Here is the same with kangaroos. This time, this is why now, just before six, I've pulled off. I do not want to be on the road once dusk sets in. Too many kangaroos, too high a risk of a collision with a kangaroo. And I'm keeping my speeds down. I'm keeping my speeds very comfortable. For me, 80 kilometers an hour is not only comfortable, I feel safe. I know that if something untoward happens, I can handle the vehicle. If I get into a slide, it's not going to bother me at 80 kilometers an hour. I know how to slide a vehicle. I know how to intentionally slide a vehicle at a much higher speed. But if I'm to be relaxed and driving in a kind of a relaxed fashion, why do more than 80? To me, that's the whole point of overland travel, is to actually just chill. I've been listening to Richard Branson's latest book today for a good 4 hours now, and absolutely loving it, and just kind of sucking it in and taking in the story. If I was driving above 80, I would be needing to concentrate a lot more. I'm not a great multitasker. concentrate a lot more on the driving than listening to every word, the nuances, the story, and all of the details in the story, which I found so fascinating. With these very successful people, I like to listen to memoirs of very successful people. It inspires me, and particularly when you hear their backgrounds are pretty. Richard Branson left school when he was 14, something like that. Anyway, I digress. But that's the beauty of this overland travel, that you do have the time. This particular trip, I have no deadlines. I am going to be away from home for approximately a week. I'm traveling on my own, which I like to do because there's a wonderful sense of you don't have to look after anybody else. You just have to look after yourself, and there are no interruptions. There are no. It's so nice to get away. Not that I have. Don't read anything into this. I don't have a horrible home life by any means. I have a wonderful home life. I have a fantastic relationship with Gwyn. The two of us, we are best friends. We always have been. My kids are great. They're funny. They're nice to be with. You know, the course of this podcast is kind of taking a different tack here. But getting away from family, and I think about doing that, and by doing that, I actually realize how much I value them. Because I heard a lady in the shops the other day. She was checking out, and she was obviously chatting to a friend of hers. And she was saying, she was complaining about her children. And I heard one phrase, and I thought, how sad. She said, they don't get any nicer as they get older either, do they? This is a rhetorical question, I think, that she posed to her friend. My children got nicer as they got older, I'm pleased to say. But there's one thing that I noticed, and I felt like going over to this lady and saying to her, do your kids watch television? And I'm sure the answer would be, of course, everybody watches television. We found the more American sitcoms, particularly made by Disney. There was that singer, Miley Cyrus's show, Hannah Montana. They would watch that, they would fight with each other. And I noticed a direct correlation between some of the programs they watch, where they see really bad behavior being treated as normal, and they would emulate that behavior. Particularly bad behavior from kids to adults and grown-ups, to authority. And it's a bad pattern. And I noticed that it was there, my kids' behavior was correlated directly to that. And we would actually just say, you know, no more of this. And they would complain and moan, and we don't care. And you know, something, after the initial complaint, that was the end of it. We never heard another, can we watch, you know. And that was one thing that we did. We controlled the television watching, and we made sure that their programming that they watched was wholesome. You could say that the Disney is wholesome. It's not wholesome. It wasn't wholesome at all. There's nothing wholesome about it. It was just basically people being rude to each other, disguised with canned laughter. Anyway, that's a little bit of an insight. Back to traveling in Australia. These networks of roads, I'm not talking about the tracks, I'm talking about the roads. The networks of roads in Australia are very, very well signposted. You have these enormous signposts with as you enter an area, because the areas are so large, they'll have not a lot of roads going into them, and you'll have a big signboard where they'll say, list all the towns in the area and list whether the roads are open or closed. Because, of course, in the wet, and right now, we're approaching the wet. If I was in Northern Territory, it would be the end of the wet. Now, February, they're coming through the end of their wet. And I'm not sure when the Western Australian wet is, to be honest with you, but I thought it was kind of now-ish. But then there has been some rain, and all the roads have been open. But the road services are quite good, because they actually label each town and place, settlement, in the area, on all the roads going in and out, saying whether the roads are open or closed, because of flooding, flash flooding, very, very common. And of course, the tracks themselves, exactly the same thing. So even a four-wheel drive track designed just for four-wheel drivers are regarded as, well, roads suitable for the general public. And again, you'll have certain tracks. As you go onto the track, it'll have open, closed, and it'll list the tracks, list the portions of the track, and indicate whether it's open or closed. And they do that because it is so, the distances are so vast that if you had to embark on a track which was 500 kilometers long and at the far end was closed and you couldn't get through, how are you going to turn around and get fuel? You're not going to be able to. So that is why they do it, and it's an amazing service if you think about it, because the country is so big. And from what I can see, it's updated regularly. So that's kind of really all I have to say today. It's a quick podcast. It really was just to announce the podcast to the rest of the world on YouTube, and just describe a little bit about the surroundings that surround me. I'm traveling in my Land Cruiser, my green Land Cruiser 78 troop carrier that has been featured on my channel, 4X Overland. It's YouTube/4X Overland. If you want to go and watch those videos, there are about 15 or 16 videos on the building of the vehicle, which took place from February 2017 to July 2017, and following that, the Canning stock route. And you can find that on the channel, all of the building of that vehicle in lots and lots of detail. I'm now engaged in phase two, which includes changing the tires to a wider tire so I can make a direct comparison between narrow and wide. I'm now traveling on my wide tires, and I already have some conclusions, but I will present that in a separate video stroke podcast all its own. I'm trying to find the definite pros and cons of wide and narrow, and it's really been interesting. Same vehicle, same payload, two different size tires, and the effect on the vehicle. I've also put on magnesium rims because of a big photo shoot that's happening in April, and where we will be launching the BF Goodrich KM. That's the mud terrain tire, the KM3, being launched on the international launch in Melbourne, and that's happening in late April this year. And I will also be broadcasting some live shows and definitely some podcasts and videos from that media event, where I have been invited by BF Goodrich Tires to be their, well, I am their global ambassador, but they've invited me to schmooze with all the journos, which I am looking forward to. I think it will be a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. And yes, and producer Kate, thank you for putting this together for me.